In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. So today we remember the synaxis of the 12 apostles. Now, synaxis just means gathering. It's like a symphony that you have a gathering of musicians working together. And so today we commemorate the synaxis of the holy apostles, as I said. And so for the epistle reading, we had a reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians. And he talks about that he was kind of the last apostle. If you notice, when you have the apostles, he's numbered among the 12 instead of the one that was voted for in Acts, the one whose name was drawn from the hat. And so anyway, he says, like men sentenced to death because we've become a spectacle to the world, to angels and men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. He goes ahead and he talks about his own weakness. And then he also said that they work with their own hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we try to conciliate. We try to bring back together. We have become and are now as the refuse of the world, the scourge of all things. I do not write this to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. Though you have had countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Whenever people talk about a job description for a pastor, there's no such thing. It's not a job, it's a calling, it's a vocation. Except this, that vocation, that calling is to be a father in Christ. And it's true that we do not have many fathers. Many of us, I did not grow up this way, but many of us grew up with fathers who didn't fulfill their role as father. They were dealing with their own passions. They were dealing with the sins that are passed down unto seven generations, like it says in the Old Testament. That doesn't mean the guilt of those sins is passed down. It means that, you know, my sin affects my son, who affects his son, who affects his son and his son, unto seven generations. And God, you know, thank God that the grace that he gives is sufficient, and that that those who seek their salvation can get past, and as much as he gives us the grace to do so. But we are products of our environment. If we've been abused, we have a tendency to abuse. You look at the numbers about abuse, and it's so obvious. And we're products of those things that are not just our environment, but our parents' environment and our grandparents' environment and their grandparents. There's an interesting study that I've heard about where they took rats and they had the smell of, I can't remember what, blueberries or whatever. And whenever the rats got blueberries, they gave them a little jolt. They gave them a little charge. Well, the interesting thing is their kids, who never got that jolt, reacted in the same way. They reacted in fear. So we see how these things are passed down in a way that we can't even understand. And so when we look to our fathers, our biological fathers, we pray for them. We honor our fathers and our mothers. And we do so by honoring them as children of God, created in God's image, and God willing, seeking his likeness. But obviously we all fall short. I know I am the first among sinners. I truly believe that. I truly believe that if I look at my own sin first and don't look at others, that I will never have the opportunity to look at anybody else's sin. Never. My soul is black. It's only by the grace of God and by the blessing of having wonderful, loving parents who were very pious. My father, at the end of his life, would spend hours and hours studying the scriptures and reading spiritual things and praying, and feeding himself with a feeding tube because he couldn't eat anymore and he couldn't stand anymore. He finished well. But he was blessed as well. His mom was a saint. His father, not so much, but he learned from that. He learned from his father was an alcoholic and had major depression, but he learned from that. And I learned from seeing their foibles as well, and seeing the way that nobody is perfect except Christ Jesus. And so that is what we are called to do. As every Christian, we're called to be a father and a mother. And as children, we don't realize that yet. We're disciples. We're sitting at the seat of the master of at the feet of the master of Christ Jesus. But then at some point in time, we're asked to be apostles, those who are sent to go out. And that's when we pray for grace for ourselves, that that whatever baggage we carry, and the amount of baggage we carry is different because because we all come from different places. But anyway, that God will overcome that. And we, as fathers and mothers, should look at others and see Christ in them, see the image of God, and seek to not see the sin. There's that old line, love the sinner, but hate the sin. And sometimes that's so hard. It's so hard for us to separate the two, to recognize that in hating the sin, quite often we actually creep into hating the sinner and creep into judgment, because that's really what it's all about. As I've said multiple times, St. Paul said, when he's talking about people judging him, he says, I do not judge others. I do not even judge ourselves, because there's one judge. And he's the one who sits on the throne of in which he will judge the world at the end of the world. That's the gospel. The gospel is, be disciples, be fathers and mothers, unite yourselves to Christ in such a way that we do not judge, and we build one another up by following Christ and following our fathers in Christ and our guides in Christ as they follow Christ, which is what St. Paul said. We obviously don't follow them in their brokenness, and which becomes sin, which is sin. And so we do so, we follow our fathers in Christ, and we're disciples and then apostles, and we pray for our own salvation, for the salvation of those around us, and we do not judge them, but love them. To the glory of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I'm not quite done. I finished the homily, and as I was taught in my homiletics course at St. Tikhon's, you don't talk about yourself in the homilies. It's not about me. It's about Christ. So, and you don't even talk about yourself in terms of your sin. A little bit, not too much. But right now, I have a public apology to make. I have several public apologies to make. Because I have not been a father to you. When Metropolitan Joseph came, he said, visit each and every one of your households. And I've not visited each and every one of your household. I've not reached out. I've not been assertive in my fatherhood, in being the hound of heaven and chasing you down in love and giving you a hug when you need it and giving you a correction when you need it. Because obviously we all need that. So first of all, she's not here right now. But to Lee and Eloise, last week was beautiful. I so appreciated seeing the gifts that you have brought and the way that you have been father and mother to so many people in this parish. So thank you very much. Carla, your love, the size of your heart, the love that you have for others is beautiful. It's such a beautiful thing. And forgive me for the way that the elections, the pulling from the hat, that whole thing was handled. Forgive me. One final one is Persis. Forgive me for how the chanter stand was handled. That was not handled well, and forgive me for that. all of you, please forgive me in the ways in which I fail as a father, and pray for me. Pray for me that I may follow Christ, and, you know, for my salvation, and God willing, for yours as well.